Welcome to another inspirational message from the traditional service at Bethany Assembly of God in Agawam, Massachusetts. It's our prayer that this message blesses and encourages you.
This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. How many are glad for the faithfulness of God? We recognize this past Monday, I woke up, I couldn't believe it. It was snowing out again. Another storm. How many know this? There are storms that come into our lives. Some are outside, like snow, but some are inside. Some of the storms and battles that we face are not always on the outside. They're on the inside, and our attitudes or our focus and our direction can easily be affected by what takes place. We live in a world in which there's so many things that can stick to us, things that we hear vocally. Things like a cobweb can adhere to us. How many have ever walked through a spider web or a cobweb? I remember recently opening my basement door for some work in the basement. And as I opened the door, I kind of ran into one of those webs. Isn't that annoying? That is one of the most annoying things. It kind of covered my face and I couldn't get it off quick enough. And you say, Ken, what are you saying today? I'm saying in the midst of things that could stick to us, in the midst of things that could easily affect our lives, we recognize that we have a gospel. We have the gospel of Jesus Christ. Tim Keller says the ultimate message of the gospel literally means the news that brings joy. And from Genesis to Revelation, the message that brings joy is the same message that brings freedom. It brings strength. It brings peace. It brings pardon. How many are grateful today for all that God has done and is doing and will do in your life? We say with Habakkuk, I stand in awe of you. I'm becoming all that you intended me to be. How many want to be what God intends you to be? I do. I want to be all that God intends me to be. And some of you could even stand to your feet for a moment and say, I'm becoming a person that no one ever thought I would be. I'm here by God's grace. I'm here by his power. I want to speak for a few moments on the theme, facing an unknown future with unshakable promises. The songwriter well said, many things about tomorrow I don't need to understand. For I know who holds tomorrow, and I know he holds my hand. The book of Joshua unfolds for us some great truths that I want to share with us briefly this morning. Joshua, a young man working with, along with Moses, leaving the Red Sea behind them, journeying towards the Jordan River, saw the miraculous power of God. He also saw the people of God that a journey that should have taken about 2 weeks took 40 years. You know, disobedience is costly. The longer a person doesn't heed the voice and the word of God, oftentimes they'll wander. Oftentimes they'll be in a place where their lives can be often filled with confusion. But Joshua reminds us in chapter 1, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan River. I believe that message is fresh for us in 2018. How many want to get ready for God to do something great? I believe we as a people here in Bethany throughout many, many years have always been a crossover people. We stood before situations. Maybe you're in front of a battle this morning. Maybe it's within. Maybe it's without. Some of you might be in a storm right now. Anybody without raising your hand, you're in a storm. Maybe some of you are heading into a storm. And maybe some of you, thank God, are coming out of a storm where God has brought his peace and his presence. How many are glad we can recognize that Proverbs reminds us that none of us should boast of tomorrow. None of us should boast of tomorrow. For none of us knows what another day may bring forth. How many have learned that life can get complicated very quickly? Things can change. An email, a text, a phone call. Anything can change the whole course of your life. Get ready to cross the Jordan River to the land I'm about to give you. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. He goes on in verse 6 to say, as he says in verse 5, no one will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. That news is still available today. You're facing a battle. You're in a storm. He's not going to leave you. He's not going to forsake you. The storms will always be strong and often leave us stunned and breathless. The battle is not ours, but it's the Lord's. How many know that we still serve a God of battle? We serve a God who can help us to cross those Red Sea experiences in our life. They're on the threshold of crossing the Jordan River. It's at flood stage. The people need to consecrate themselves and seek the Lord. But here's the key verses. In order to face an unknown future, here's what Joshua hears. I need to hear this often myself, don't you? Be strong and courageous. Sometimes it's easy to say that to somebody else, isn't it? Oh, just be strong. Just be courageous. Trust God. We need to be in that place ourselves. You will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to your forefathers to give them. Here's another key reminder. God says to Joshua, be strong and very courageous. Here's a key. Be careful to obey all the law of my servant Moses. Be careful to obey the word. Three things to take with us on this April Sunday. Look back to God's work. What he did in the past, he can continue to do. Hold fast to God's word. That's important. Hold fast to God's word. I don't know about you, but there's so many things being said and done, and our world is filled with so much distortion, and people's lives are so easily influenced by what they hear. I want to build my life on the word of God, don't you? I want to go back, and I don't want to receive a new truth. I want to follow the truth of God's word. I want to see how it applies to my life day by day. The enemy will always focus your heart and your mind on the past. He'll get you viewing present cares or future fears. Let's allow God to say to us afresh today, Bethany, be strong in him. Don't turn from the right or to the left. Don't get off course. Don't follow the ways of the world. It's easy to be influenced, isn't it? We need to guard. I'm going to say it clear. Can I say it in plain vanilla? Goes back a few years. Plain vanilla. Allow God's word to be the last word in your life. Don't allow who speaks into your life? Dawson Trotman, the founder of the Navigators. I shared this in my class a few weeks ago. Dawson Trotman, who founded the Christian group, the Navigators, Campus Discipleship Ministry, said these words. At the end of the day, he just jotted down and he gave it to someone else and he gave these four letters. You might want to write these down. It's H-W-L-W. You say, what does that all mean? It means simply this. His word is the last word. So before you go to bed tonight, before you face a battle on Monday morning, before another storm comes into your life, however that might be, allow his word to be the last word in your life. He goes on in verse 9 to say, have I not commanded you, Joshua 1:9, be strong and courageous, full of strength. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. The enemy likes to demotivate. The enemy likes to discourage. The enemy is a great distractor in our lives. The enemy will have you focus on the past. I'm thankful for Romans 8:1. Therefore, now there is no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. The enemy will also allow your life many, many times, if we're not careful, to focus on present cares. The cares of the world can weigh us down. 1 Peter 5:7 reminds us, I can cast all my anxiety on him because he cares for me. I challenge myself. We're either carrying it or we're casting it on him. And the burden never gets lighter when we carry it ourselves. How many are glad we have a Savior that cares? We have one that we can cast our cares. There's nothing too big or too small that we can't bring to our God. There's always going to be a Red Sea in front of us. There's always going to be a Jordan River to cross. There'll be a Jericho, a walled city to face. There'll be a giant like Goliath in some shape or form that's bigger than you are, but not bigger than our God. There's always going to be a Haman who will demotivate young Esther and Mordecai. But I'm thankful that God would say to her, Esther, don't be afraid. You've come to the kingdom. You've come to this place. You're here not by accident. You're here in the providence and will and purpose of God. Look back to what he's done. Hold fast to his word. Walk in his will. Don't allow any fear of the future. Fear can paralyze. Fear can have torment. But Isaiah 41:10 gives us this great assurance. So do not fear. It's a good verse. Amen. It's one to carry with you tomorrow. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Always speaks of God's power. Praise God. Ephesians 6:10. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. You say, Ken, what's the significance to Joshua? When he heard these words, he was about to prepare the people to cross the Jordan River. Little did he know, it would take 7 years to conquer the land that he was about to enter. That's a long time. I don't like to wait 7 minutes. 7 years. And it would take 31 battles. 31 battles that he would face. You look sometime in Joshua chapter 12, there were 31 kings that they needed to overcome in order to conquer the land. And the truth of this morning's message is this: when there's battles ahead, the more opposition you face, the more progress you can make in God. So don't be afraid of a battle. Don't be afraid of a storm. How many are with you? He's with us. How many are glad he's with us in life's storms? John Orthberg said, finding peace is not a lake without a storm. It's having Jesus in the boat. That makes all the difference. When he's with us and he promises Joshua, we have an unknown future ahead of us. We don't know what tomorrow will bring. We don't know what difficulties we may face. We don't know what challenges we may face when we leave here this morning. But I'm thankful that we have a God that's able. This hour, God can still make known his ways to us in a fresh way. Wouldn't it be a time for God's Spirit to move in a special way? Joshua led a steady walk. Faith is not just something we talk about inside these walls. It should be lived out in everyday life. A close friend of mine is facing and fighting a great battle right now. And his heart and life encouraged me in the midst of his struggle when I spoke to him on the phone, that I recognized that his faith just isn't for Sundays or emergencies, but it's a faith that's vital. It's a faith that faces an unknown future, but it faces with unshakable promises, believing God to break through. Believing God to do something. Wouldn't it just be great on this Sunday, April 22nd, if God did something in the closing moments of this service so great, it would leave us speechless? That would be pretty hard for me. But to leave us without words, like Habakkuk, he said, I stand in awe of your deeds. I just stand back and say, to God be the glory. How many are recognizing in 2018, we don't live by willpower, we live by God's power in our lives? I said earlier about the cobwebs that this world could pull upon us and cover us with and affect our thinking and get our minds off of what really matters and what really counts. I recognize in all my own life, day by day, that we never fully graduate. None of us are ever graduating from the need to have our minds renewed. Our thoughts, our attitudes, our outlook, our motives, our priorities. Romans 12, 1 and 2, Paul says, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Here's the key. Joshua learned this. He wasn't demotivated. He wasn't discouraged. He walked on. He moved towards the Jordan River. He conquered the land in 7 years by the grace and power of God. But he wasn't conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, thinking differently, acting differently, reacting differently. Not allowing everything to stick to us. There's times people can say stuff to you and I, and as kindly as I can say it, I just sometimes brush it right off. Don't let it stick. Somebody well said, if the people of God, when they went around the city of Jericho, they were told what? To be silent for 6 days. And I wondered why they couldn't say anything. But knowing people as we do, if they were able to talk, they probably would have talked themselves out of walking around the city. They would have been upset. They would have said, look at the walls. Look at the high, look at the battle that we're about to fight. I don't think we could do this. But their eyes are on the Lord. Their renewed mind. Romans 8, 6 gives us a great reminder as well. The mind, the thinking, governed by the flesh is death. That's where you once were. That's where you were heading. How many are glad that God rescued you? He brought you out to bring you in. He brought you out of darkness into light. He brought you into a place of forgiveness and pardon in which you stand. The mind governed by the flesh is death. But the mind governed or controlled or regulated by the Spirit is life and peace. Hallelujah. It's life. It's real living. It's peace. Not the absence of a storm, but peace in the storm. Not the absence of battle. But we say as Jehoshaphat, the battle is not ours, it's the Lord's. But you're going to be there. You're going to have to march out towards the Jordan River. You're going to have to face Joshua 31 kings. Don't make, for somebody here this morning, don't make a crisis, a setback, a monument. Don't make a crisis a monument. Make it, by God's grace, a footprint. Meaning, this is where I was when I move forward again. Some of you, in the closing moments of this service, I'm going to invite you to an altar in a few moments to lay it down, to find that the battle is not yours. You've been fighting it too long. Psalm 124 gives us this reminder. I'm sure all of us could say this. Literally, it says, if the Lord had not been on our side, let Israel say, if the Lord had not been on our side when people attacked us, where would we be? Let's be honest. If it wasn't for the Lord, probably none of us would be here this morning. But we're here. We're what God intended us to be. We're becoming a people who can look back and see and know that God was faithful in the past. We could hold fast to his word now, and we could walk in his will and way. One of my favorite verses is Proverbs 18:10, where it says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. Woo! The name of the Lord, His name, is a strong tower. The righteous run in and are safe. His name speaks of His nature, His attributes. Every time I run towards that name, how many are glad you don't need to be here in Bethany, but you could call upon that name in the brightness of day or the darkest of night? It's a name that's a strong tower. It's a name that you could count on. It's a name that you can rely on and trust and believe God to do great things. I believe we need to be a people with fresh spiritual vitality. I need to be empowered by the Spirit. How about you? Amen. I think it was George Wood's son said this, authentic Pentecostalism involves both the initial and the enduring work of the Holy Spirit. We need the initial work of the Holy Spirit. We need to receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit to be able to endure and go forward in the midst of life's battles. But we need the enduring work of the Spirit as well. Joshua teaches us three things in closing. You can be confident because of God's promise. You can be dependent because God is dependable. And you can trust God because He's trustworthy. Confident because of God's promises. Unknown future. Unshakable promises. Dependent on God because He is dependable. How many are glad that our God is always dependable? You can trust Him. You can depend on Him. We can't say that of everybody. People can make promises by the hour. But God's promises are yea and amen to them who are in Christ Jesus. Joshua lived the steady walk. He lived a walk that he didn't carry emotional and mental baggage along with him. He didn't allow pettiness or fear or worry. It was said of Joseph by George MacDonald, Joseph who was thrown into prison, who faced battles within and without. It was said of Joseph that Joseph had a weightless spirit. I said weightless, not weak, but weightless. He didn't carry a lot of baggage with him. He allowed God to move him as Joshua. Anything bad, how many are glad that we can move from a bad past into a better future with God? We can continue to move forward in Him. Look back to God's work, hold fast to God's word, and walk in God's will. The great Nehemiah knew what discouragement and demotivating is. But he would say in Nehemiah 4:14, simply to the people, remember the Lord. Maybe somebody here today needs to remember what God has done in your life. Wherever you go, God says to Joshua, be strong and courageous. You're facing an unknown future, but you're going to face it with unshakable promises. Confident because of God's promise, dependent because He is dependable, trusting God because He is trustworthy. Great passage if you want to jot it down. Read it sometime, the great King Hezekiah, 2 Chronicles 32. We're not going to go there. But the key question was asked of him by a downplaying, discouraging, demotivating king would say to King Hezekiah, you're surrounded. You're going to be overcome in the battle that's coming against you. In whom is your, where does your confidence lie? What are you trusting in? The psalmist says, some trust in horses, some trust in chariots, but we will trust in the name of the Lord our God. Bethany, this morning, where is your trust as you face an unknown future? Where are your trust when you have the recognizing assurance of his unshakable promises? The Christian music singing group Casting Crowns sings a great song. I'm not going to sing it this morning. But I'm going to remind you this in closing. Oh, my soul, there's a place for somebody here. There's a place where fear has to face the God you know. That place is here, April 22nd. The time is 10:20 a.m. It's time to let that fear face the God you know. Maybe it's from the past, maybe it's present, maybe it's the future. One more day, he will make a way. He'll make a way. Let's stand. You can lay it down, they sing. The altar is open. Maybe you're here and been facing a battle within. Maybe you're not where you need to be in God. Don't be afraid. Face an unknown future. Come to the altar. The altar is open. As Pastor Ken leads us, be strong and courageous. Unknown future, unshakable promises. Step out even now. You're not coming to me. This is God's word. You can lay it down. You're bound by sin. You can be set free. We'd love to pray with you and for you. Don't wait. Spend a few moments. I've said it over the years because I've been here. I've knelt. I've waited. God can do in a few minutes at this altar. I can't do it. But God can do in a few moments what you might try to do for the next 3 months. You can lay it down. Step out even now. Pastor Ken, lead us. The altar is open. Father, continue to move and minister. Let your will be known.
Trust you,
we're trusting you.
Lord,
we're trusting you.
Never be afraid.
We're trusting you.
We hope you were inspired by this message from God's Word. If you were, would you take a moment to rate and review this podcast? That will help us better be able to reach more people with this important message. For more information about Bethany Assembly of God or how to have a relationship with God, visit www.bethany-ag.org.
Shine brighter.